Then we have systemic treatment of melanoma. As we have earlier discussed the stages of the melanoma, so by staging, we are able to recognize that what is the condition of the patient and whether it is localized disease or it has involved the lymph nodes and the distant metastasis has occurred or not. So this staging is important because when we know the stage of the disease, we can plan our treatment accordingly in order to achieve the best prognosis. But the earlier the diagnosis, the better would be the outcome, and the later the delayed the diagnosis, the worse will be the prognosis, no matter what treatment we give to the patient. So when we are giving earlier a treatment in the form of a localized excision with the central lymph node biopsy, we are going to follow up the patient for at least a period of 5 years to detect any recurrence if present. So the wide local excisions, more surgery, it can be done for the stage 1 and 2 disease. Then there is another option of the treatment, which is known as a systemic treatment, which includes chemotherapy, radiotherapy. It can be given in the three different ways. For earlier diseases, such as the stage 3, the systemic therapy can be given as an adjuvant therapy for a localized disease after the surgical treatment. So when we have surgically removed the melanoma and we are going to follow up the patient, we are going to give the systemic treatment to them in order to avoid any kind of a recurrence. Then we can give specific systemic treatment to the patient having a stage 3, having a nodal involvement and systemic metastasis plus minus. But when there is a stage 3C disease, 3B, 3C or 4th disease, then the systemic treatment can be given for the metastatic disease. Here the surgical removal is not quite possible because of the wide extension of the melanoma into the lymph nodes and the distant metastasis. And here the systemic therapy is only given as a palliative therapy.